Blog Talk Radio.
So honored, so glad, so happy, so thrilled to have you along today live, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 10th day of June, 2015. This is Attitude of Gratitude on the Perspective Power Radio Network. And right along with me, my favorite award-winning artist, David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Lots of great free downloads. I happen to have his two latest CDs. They are amazing. So you definitely want to check out David Martinka. Thank you so much, everyone. You know, the title of the show today, An Attitude of Gratitude, is that spark of divine fire. Really is what it is. You know, people who've got that spark of divine fire, you know, when you watch somebody on your cooking shows that is just into what they're doing and they're making it happen and then, boom, something goes wrong. It's the gratitude they have within them that allows them to recover quickly and make it happen again. Why? Number one, they're doing something they've always wanted to do. They are cooking for a living. Number two, they're sharing it with people. I don't know anybody, seriously, that really enjoys cooking that doesn't want to share it with somebody. I mean, I get a little greedy if I make my favorite. I know it's going to sound stupid because most people don't get excited about oatmeal. I do. I love oatmeal. So when I make my favorite oatmeal and I've got everything I want in that puppy, I've got my walnuts, I've got my coconut, I've got my raisins, my cinnamon, vanilla, and cocoa, yes, I make it taste like a chocolate no-bake cookie. I swear to God I do. A little almond extract makes it so good, let me tell you. But anyway, when I'm making my oatmeal, I'm not exactly looking to share it. However, if I know you're coming for breakfast and you want my fancy oatmeal, I'll make enough for two. Why? Because I love to watch somebody take a bite of something I've eaten and smile. So there you go. That spark of divine fire is the fact that I'm grateful that you enjoy my oatmeal. So think about it. When somebody is so excited and into what they're doing, it really does relate to having an attitude of gratitude. It truly, truly does. So it's maybe one of those things where you look at it and you say, okay, Annette, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? In other words, do I have to have something that I can feel that spark of divine fire for before I can manifest or generate that attitude of gratitude? And I'd like to pose it to you this way. Let's say there really isn't anything out there that makes your whirligig fly, right? Let's say you're not a cook, you don't want to have your own show on the Food Network, or you really don't care how you eat your sandwich, if you've got your this or that and the other thing. You're a happy camper, you're just glad you're eating something. Hey, that's okay, no big deal. But the point I'm trying to make is if you can't relate to the example I gave you, and you can't think of anything else that makes you sit up and go, yeah, baby, let me try this with you. The attitude of gratitude, make that what comes first. And you do that by giving yourself a chance to breathe into it, acknowledge it, and even if it isn't without any great enthusiasm, be grateful for every single thing you see. Be grateful for one thing you see. So looking out in front of me, directly in front of me, I have what I call my love notes, and I love my love notes. They are 4x6 index cards. I found a package of 300 of them in a tote from when I moved. Now, mind you, I had a purpose for these suckers when I first bought them. I was using a, pardon me, an index file box to put things in books that I'm writing, the notes for the books I'm writing. So I bought this pack of index cards. I didn't realize when I bought it that it was unruled. It was unlined. So I ended up buying another one that had lines on it, using that. This I put away. So I'm going to throw it away. And I didn't think I could take it back to the store. I should have. It was one of those big box office supply stores. And I'm sure they would have let me just trade it out, but I kept it. So here it is, possibly 6 years later. I find it. I'm living in another state. There's no way they're going to take it back now. And I open it up and I think, what in the world can I do with you? I'm going to find a way to be grateful for you silly index cards. I happen to own probably every magic marker that Sharpie ever made. I kid you not. If you I have buckets and buckets of them, and people keep giving them to me, and I keep going, thank you, because there's always new colors. So I started writing the word love and then coloring it in with different colors. And then, of course, I am the glitter girl, so I grabbed my glitter and I glittered it up, and I post them all over my house. They're stuck everywhere. I have tape. I have those little picture frame corners that you can put in scrapbooks. I put those together. I stick them up on things. I swear to God, it looks like I either have a bunch of four-year-olds in my house or I am a four-year-old. It doesn't really matter. So my love notes are all over the place. And directly in front of me is my favorite love note, all done in pink. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, AnnetteRochelleAben.com, or you go to the posting for this show for today, you're going to see that picture because that's the one I used to post the show with. So anyway, getting back to what I was saying, the whole thought, the whole idea, the whole premise behind this is when I see that, I'm appreciative for it. It makes me feel good. I respect it. I enjoy it. It's probably one of those things that just makes me go, wow, this is really, really cool. And I enjoy looking at it. So when I am, okay, checking it all out and loving it, and really enjoying it, I'm feeling gratitude. It's a simple index card with some handwriting on it, some color and some glitter. So now I'm looking at my walls. I'm grateful for my walls. I'm looking at my curtains. I'm grateful for my curtains. I'm looking outside. I'm grateful for that. Why is all of this important? Because by feeling the attitude of gratitude, I start generating some excitement within myself. By feeling the attitude of gratitude, I start creating that which makes me feel even more. And the more I feel the good, the more I want to feel the good. And the more I want to feel the good, believe it or not, the more, as I look around, I find to feel grateful about. And it's sort of like this never-ending cycle. I'm absolutely, positively amazed, thrilled beyond all comprehension that I learned how to do this. The fun thing is, I can teach you how to do that. I taught you how to do that. All you have to do is do what I did. So maybe you don't have a word love sitting in front of you. And by the way, I framed that puppy. It's sitting in a frame so it stands up and I can look at it. Maybe that isn't what you have in front of you. Maybe what you have in front of you is a mug of coffee, a cup of tea. Maybe what you have in front of you is a piece of toast, a hard-boiled egg. If you can look at that and say, wow, I am so grateful for you, even if it doesn't sound like you've got that spark of divine fire, the more frequently you express your gratitude, the more frequently you allow yourself to feel the gratitude. It may seem slow, but you're going to set that spark going. You're going to get it rocking and rolling, and it will start to grow bigger because oxygen is what feeds flame. Look at any campfire. Did anybody ever have a fireplace in their house? We had fireplaces in our house, two or three of the houses we lived in. And there were always a bellows nearby. A bellows is that accordion-like, collapsible, maneuvering thingy. I'm sitting here moving my arms like you can see what that is. But in any case, it's got accordion sides, flat top, flat bottom, and a little tiny hole at the end and handles on the back. And you pump it, and it forces air into whatever you point it at. We would always point it underneath the logs, underneath the little metal stand. And it would put air in there. It would fan the flames. The flames would grow higher. The idea is oxygen for you is your brain, it's your thought process. So if you want to create that spark of divine fire, you have to feel it first. You feel it by finding something to be grateful for. You feed that spark with your thoughts, and then that flame can grow because you're feeling it. And the more and deeper you feel it, the bigger and better the flame can grow. It's kind of like a recipe where you've got to have all the ingredients, because if you don't have all the ingredients, then you've created a different recipe. You've got to put it all together. An attitude of gratitude is the spark of divine fire. The spark of divine fire is an attitude of gratitude. I could have flipped them either way around, but the long and the short of it is what you feel, tell yourself to feel, you tell yourself to like it. The oxygen that feeds those flames are your thoughts. Nobody has to feel excited about what I feel excited about. It's okay. It's not required. I don't feel this disconnection from anybody in the world if they don't get off on enjoying oatmeal. It's okay. I don't feel like I'm in my own little world and nobody's going to understand me if I try to talk about my little love notes. And by the way, there's also peace signs because I wrote the word peace. So I have love notes and peace signs. It's kind of fun. And yes, I do give them away. So if you come to visit and you see one that you like, there is one that somebody liked one day and I went, no, I can't do that. And that's the one I kept is the one that I talked about. However, I will probably give any of the other ones away to you. The great thing about it is because I can put it to you in such a simple manner, simple concept, this is replicatable. This is something everybody in the universe can do. It doesn't matter what you're grateful for. It doesn't matter if anybody else is grateful for it. All that matters, I'm going to stress it again, all that matters is that you think that is something to be grateful for. There's the oxygen. You allow that energy to fill you with a corresponding emotion of happiness. And then you watch that spark of divine fire manifest. Now, what are you going to do with that divine fire? Well, first of all, it's going to give your world a whole new reason to enjoy that moment. Promise you. Sign it, date it, stick it in the vault. Secondly, it's going to expand your energy to the point where you will send out the ripple effects that are so strong, so intense, that everybody for miles around will feel this really cool, awesome, lift me up kind of. Okay, that was wicked and weird. Mind you, when I do this, I am not anywhere near my phone, right? My phone is attached to a headset. It literally, out of nowhere, bam, disconnected me. I'm like, okay, wow, that's really weird. So anyway, what I was saying was that everybody in the world will be able to feel the updraft of your energy from that spark of your divine fire and will allow you the opportunity to actually help make this world a better place. Isn't that something we are all wanting, is a better place in this world, a better world to be in when we're in our special place? Your spark of divine fire does that. Your spark of divine fire creates that. Your spark of divine fire enhances that. And when we talk about being the change we want to see in the world, this is one of the easiest, quickest, biggest, baddest, boldest, underline, underscore ways that you can do that, is to find your attitude of gratitude, generate your spark of divine fire, own that spark of divine fire, and really and truly give it back to the world. Subtly, directly, it doesn't matter. I give it back to the world by drawing a card. Some people give it back to the world by making the world's greatest chocolate chip cookie. Other people fill in the blank. It doesn't really matter. So you don't got to be an artist. You don't got to be a chef. You can be a dog lover. You can be a CEO of a technology company. You can be just the great, wonderful, awesome person that you are. And you can use your attitude of gratitude to create that spark of divine fire, because really and truly an attitude of gratitude is a spark of divine fire, and a spark of divine fire is an attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude that you have for everything that goes on in your life, such as gifts from friends like award-winning artist David Martinka, who provides the music for this program. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. To follow and find and love on this program, we are available at blogtalkradio.com/perspective power, as well as on Facebook, facebook.com/perspective power. We're live every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on this very same network. I am so grateful that you have shared your spark of divine fire with me today.